I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. He is Dan Menigan. He is in for Jeff today. My name is Andy Baskin. Really enjoying this conversation that we're having this morning about what kind of a coach you want to see the Browns hire. Are you looking for the experienced head coach? Are you looking for, you know, I was just set off last night because I got a text from some friends and they were like, I don't want a retread. And I'm like, what is a retread? Then we also started debating this question of what is age in this situation? Like, what's an old coach? Because some people were talking about coaches being, is 46 old? You look at the tenure, there's only one guy, after Harbaugh was let go, Tomlin's the only coach that was hired in the first decade of the century.
Isn't that amazing? Just the turnover in this league, it's crazy. It's very Mary Poppins what we're doing right now. You know, we're just sitting here trying to build a nanny.
Yeah.
It's very Mary Poppins.
So before we went to break, we talked about Jesse Minter, who's the Browns have requested an interview with him.
Requested an interview with, according to Tom Pelissero, I believe multiple reports at this point as well. All right.
Defensive coordinator for the Chargers.
Yes.
And looks just like Nate Bargatze.
That he does.
Comedian, yes.
That he does. All right.
His dad, longtime guy at Cincinnati, too.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
His dad, longtime guy at Cincinnati. When you talk to people or read articles of people who have talked to people around the league, when you talk head coaches, the name Jesse Minter comes up again and again and again from smart people who like understand this and understand a little bit what it takes to be a head coach in this league.
I never lost the game when he was at Michigan, just so you know that, when he was the head coach. It was 1-0.
Hey, that's one more win than you and I have. We'll take that. The Chargers defense has been really good. He's been really good every single place he has gone. He has had total success when he was with when he was with Jim Harbaugh at Michigan. He had success there. I know, crack your cheating jokes accordingly, but he had success when he was there. He has found his way to the Chargers.
Do you think Michigan wishes they would have just stayed with him instead of going to Sherrone Moore?
I wonder.
You know,
that's
so
a good fearless leader
just
question.
Maybe I'll come back and answer that question here. But you look at it and, you know, Michigan, when Jim Harbaugh was suspended for the first three games of that 23 season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Minter was the interim head coach for the first game. Jay Harbaugh and Mike Hart were the interim head coaches for the second game. And then Sherrone Moore was the third for the third game.
Tons,
and then Moore ended up getting it. Obviously.
Tons of middle to late round picks. He has made really good with that Chargers defense. They have dealt with a boatload of injuries on that defense as well. And it's been one of the better defenses in football. he is, and not to mention Jim Harbaugh is basically walking around going like, yeah, that guy's a head coach and I don't want to lose him. I would really prefer not to have this guy leave, but he's going to leave. You know, and if there's one thing we can say about Jim Harbaugh, he really doesn't lie. Now, he might cheat. He might do other things that you could point to and not be thrilled with.
May keep the khaki pants industry in business.
Yeah. Maybe just a weirdo, which he is. He's very much a weirdo. But, yeah, if they hire Jesse Minter, I would think that's a great hire. And I know that's a guy who is unproven, and a lot of people don't want an unproven guy from what we've heard. But that's a guy with a lot of success everywhere that he has been when he has been in charge of things. His defenses have been really good. He is an interesting defensive mind. It's different than what is out there. It would be kind of like hiring Mike McDonald, who is the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. Kind of that general idea that I'm going to bring in a guy who is a smart defensive mind and trust him to hire an offense and an ability to do that. I would be thrilled with this hire. I think it'd be a really good hire if they were able to do it.
If you're Jim Harbaugh, are you telling him to take Jim Harbaugh? Are you telling him with the Chargers? Are you saying, yeah, you might want to think twice about taking that job?
Probably not. I mean, this is going to sound bad. What does Jim Harbaugh have against the Browns?
I wasn't he in the mix? Didn't Joe Banner have him?
Like, I mean, there was always
signed, sealed, and delivered, and then or it didn't happen, or it just didn't. I don't know. I can't, the John Harbaugh stuff to me sounds weird lately. It's things that I've been hearing, like just kind of why would he want to go to Cleveland? You know, like I hear that. Someone called the other day. I was listening to the morning show. Just like what makes Cleveland think that anyone would want their job? And no. I'm just like, wow.
Okay. So the first answer is one of 32.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's answer one.
I can tell you number two.
Huh?
That checkbook the Haslams have, especially that's when it comes to paying a coach.
Number three is the fact that your defense is in really good shape. So one side of the ball is pretty much covered. Number four would be the fact that you've got two first-round picks. So you could pretty much build this thing with the help of Andrew Berry and what he wants to do, because I'm sure the head coach will have some say. You can help to rebuild an offense in your image. That's kind of those are your selling points, is that you've got enough picks that you could start to rebuild this thing the direction you want to go. Outside of that, okay, you got a tight end and a running back who are pretty darn good. Hopefully the running back comes back really in good shape. Typically broken bones heal better than torn ligaments, so cross your fingers when it comes to Quinshon Judkins, that he's back and looks like Quinshon Judkins. But it's kind of a blank slate, and that's both a good thing and a bad thing. I mean, those are your selling points when it comes to this. You know, that's, and not to mention, if you win here, you'll be a god. They will treat you like Zeus.
So Jesse Minter now on the list of candidates for the Browns officially. Let's go to Dave, who is, are you in Arkansas, Dave? Is that where you're hanging?
Yes. Yeah, I'm driving through Arkansas, headed to Texas here.
Nice.
Excellent. Thank you for listening.
Browns fan. Yeah, one of the things that is interesting, I don't know if this is a positive or a negative, but everybody's talking about Harbaugh. I'm a big Harbaugh fan myself. But,
okay.
One of the things that is sort of, like I said, a positive or a negative. If Harbaugh gets the job at Cleveland, he won an offensive coordinator, which he's familiar with and he likes. And I think that was proven when he wouldn't fire his offensive coordinator with the Ravens, Todd Monken.
Mm-hmm.
So probably Todd Monken is going to come to Cleveland with him if he doesn't get a head coaching job. So Todd Monken, being offensive coordinator, he's going to want a quarterback that he's familiar with, which brings up the name of Carson Beck. So it's just an interesting string there, because Carson Beck, if you remember, played pretty good at Georgia when Monken was down there.
It is interesting. So, I see how you're connecting the dots there. I don't know. Where's Beck expected to go in the draft here? Dave, thank you. Drive safe, my friend. Have a good weekend.
I think he's a second or third rounder. Probably a third rounder would be my guess.
It was fun to watch last night's game. I'm not going to lie.
Is it bad that I've never watched Carson Beck and been really like super impressed?
No, I
not that I'm the end.
I watch every college quarterback and kind of look at them and go, wow, what's this guy all about? Is this? I don't see a lot of surefire quarterbacks right now that are like, ooh, that guy's going to be the greatest in the NFL.
Carson Beck stinks, but he's going to get overrated because of his run.
Do you want to add more to this or no?
No, that's all.
That's all?
I think that's all that needs to be said. I think that's all it needs to be. So do you feel the same way, and Anthony Alant, that is, you feel the same way about Trinidad Chambliss?
Trinidad Chambliss is on the run of his lifetime, and it's very unfortunate that they lost at the end of the game, and he should catapult his status up to a first-round pick.
I don't know if Trinidad Chambliss is a first-round pick. I want him in the league, though.
All right, so here's...
Do you ever have those quarterbacks where you're like, I want this quarterback to be in the league, but I don't want him to play for my team? Because I just want it, like, on a Thursday night, I can flip it on and go, oh, Trinidad Chambliss is playing. All right, this is going to get weird. Let's go. Like, that's where he falls for me.
I have no feeling now on any quarterback that can take his team in a run in the college football playoffs. Because you're asking a quarterback to do what formerly was the impossible, right? You're trying to knock off at least three consecutive top 10 teams for the most part, right? Is that fair, guys? You're asking a quarterback to knock off at least three on the way. And for some reason, Will Howard did it last year and got zero credit for it.
Here we go.
He got no credit for it. None. Am I right or am I wrong?
Okay, are any of these quarterbacks currently driving a Lamborghini? No. None of these quarterbacks are driving a Lamborghini. Will Howard drove a Lamborghini. And he drove it well. I take nothing away from him. But Will Howard drove a Lamborghini in the same way that Mac Jones drove a Lamborghini.
As much as I don't like the Steelers, I want Will Howard to be so successful in Pittsburgh, it's unbelievable. As long as he doesn't beat the Browns. I just think it's ridiculous that a guy who took a team on the greatest run in college football history last year. Can we not? I mean, and whether you think he was driving a Lamborghini or not, the task they had was monumental to go on and win a championship. Yes, I'm depressed. Last night depressed me. I'm sorry.
I was waiting for it.
Really depressed about it.
I'm always scared of the guy who drives the Lamborghini. Like, especially in college, I've just watched Ken Dorsey too much. I've seen Mac Jones be fine too much. Like, okay, he's going to Kyle Shanahan school. Now let's see what this looks like when he has an inflated value. Is he going to go somewhere else and flop again? I've just seen too many of these guys drive the Lamborghini and then find their way to the NFL where they don't have the Lamborghini and it kind of crumbles.
All right, I at least want to see what he looks like. I don't care if it's a Yugo. I want to see what he looks like, because he's probably going to get his chance next year a little bit. Don't you think they'll give him a shot? But then again, you're six-round pick, so what's the difference? Well, it didn't work out.
We'll see. I mean, gosh, if Aaron Rodgers wins a game, I wonder if he comes back. And if that's the case, it kicks everything down the road a little bit farther.
So wait, you're saying that Will Howard would have had 2 years to sit behind Aaron Rodgers and get better?
Yeah, you could spin it that way. Sure.
I don't.
It's a factual statement. I can't argue with you.
I'd let Will Howard run the team before Mason Rudolph.
Now that I'd agree on.
So
at least. I'm okay. Like, if another team traded for Will Howard and tried to give it a go, I'd be okay with it. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with rolling the dice on Will Howard. It's just a personal thing for me. I don't like the quarterbacks who are handed the Lamborghini. It's part of the problem. Like Joe Burrow and Jaden Daniels are the proof of when you get handed the Lamborghini, you're also a damn good driver in your own right. But there's a lot of other guys that we can point to that don't fall under that category.
Wait, so go back on Joe Burrow. Are you talking about him at LSU or are you talking about him? Okay.
LSU.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
I mean, he was throwing to, two unbelievable wide receivers. Same thing with Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels was
throwing to some damn good wide receivers, too, and Malik Nabers. Like, there's a Brian Thomas Jr. on top of that. Like, you get those guys, and you have to figure out, okay, is that guy also a really good driver as well, or is it just the fact that he's driving a Lamborghini and everybody else around him doesn't have the same quality of car?
He did have great receivers. I don't know what Will Howard would have looked like with the Steelers wide receiving core this year, other than maybe DK Metcalf.
Sure as heck isn't Emeka Egbuka and Carnell Tate and Jeremiah Smith. That's for darn sure.
True, but I still think he had to guide them and figure out. Like, the thing I liked about Howard was his progression in the loss to Oregon compared to the win against Oregon at the end of the year. Like, the mistakes he made, he was able to correct them, where this year, Julian Sain was making mistakes and continued to make those mistakes at the end. especially early game turnovers and picks, and just like, ah. Ohio State fan knew what was coming. They saw it. You saw it. You knew that this was going to be the pitfall when they weren't able to you know, get past that first round and watch Miami. I don't. There's a part of me that last night as I was watching the game, I'm like, ah, do I want Ole Miss to win or do I want Miami to win? Because I'm like, if Miami keeps winning, does that mean that Ohio State ran into the best team in the country at the time?
If it helps you sleep at
like,
night, yeah.
Is it like the, you know, the wrestling tournaments where if your guy wins, you get to move up with him through the ladders? Remember those?
Yeah.
Okay, just saying.
I know what you're saying. Right. You could see it that way. Yeah, I mean, look, Miami's really good. Their defensive line, I want to see what kind of shape Akeem Metador. That's his name. I keep wanting to call him Magador. So that's why I'm like having to pause for a minute. Akeem Metador, I want to see how healthy he is after that, because that's the big thing, is that Miami defensive line is so damn good. Mm. My word, are they good.
216-474-0092. That's the number to call in. He's Dan Menigan. I'm Andy Baskin. Let's just play this straight out on the air. Okay. A little producing. Percentage chances that Brian Anderson will be with us on the other side of the break.
75.
75% chance Brian Anderson, former Indians, can join us.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Every athlete from Geneva has always had to live up to. You know him, you love him. His name is Brian Anderson, and he is on the Make It Right, Call Kyle Wright hotline. Hi, Brian.
What's up, EA?
Hello, gentlemen. First of all, you introduced me as the color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays. Am I?
Yes.
Am I? I believe that I am, but I don't think that FanDuel is doing very well right now. I'm a man without a network.
All right, well, you are now a part of the Baskin and Phelps network, so that's which pays significantly less.
I am hoping to be the Rays analyst in 2026. We'll see how it turns out.
If not, I'll call you and put you on speakerphone as I watch the game.
Here's an idea. Just take your cell phone and just do, you know, just put it out there on the web and you can just do the games that way.
Yeah, why not? Everybody else is, right? Yeah, no, that's how you do it. Straight to consumer. Direct to consumer.
That's correct. We're not, I mean, not that I want to talk about your future, but you've got me concerned about your job, which maybe we can find you a spot up here, you know?
Well, here's what I know is it was reported yesterday that the 9 Major League Baseball teams that were left under contract with FanDuel have all exited their contracts. So I don't know exactly what that means. But that's the next move. And I'm not sure if it's, you know, if it's positioning for, you know, who knows what it is. I just know that was reported yesterday. And so, moving forward, we'll just keep our ear to the ground and see what happens, see how it turns out.
So just between me and you, make sure you get that last invoice in there. Just saying. Just make sure you get that.
Thankfully, it's not a job where you get paid year round. It's just for the season. So that last invoice went out at the beginning of October. So that's all been fulfilled. So we're good for now.
Well, and hopefully it's like everywhere else, because it seems like everyone else who's gotten away from the RSNs, the regional sports networks, all that stuff has kept everyone and has just had Major League Baseball running it. So I'm pulling for you on that regard. It seems to be the pattern.
What does the future of baseball look like on TV then? What do you think? You're sitting in the middle.
I don't know. I do know that Major League Baseball would like to really have control of all of the regionals to be able to then put a package out there and be able to sell it to, you know, to the country, to everybody out there. I think where that becomes very challenging is you think about the Yankees with the YES Network. They're not giving that up. Boston Red Sox with NESN, they're not giving that up. The Dodgers, they're not giving up their network. So, and if you don't have those teams, what kind of package are you going to be able to put together that's going to elicit, you know, the country to want to buy in? So it's going to be interesting to see how this all unfolds, what happens with the regional sports networks and how that, that develops and, you know, it's going to be an ever-changing landscape. I think here in the short term, what will be very interesting is the collective bargaining agreement between the Major League Baseball Players Association and management and the owners is up after the 2026 season. And, you know, by everything that I have heard is that has a chance to be a very contentious negotiation. And it's a real possibility that there could potentially be games missed in 2027, you know, who knows? I do know that this CBA, I think Rob Manfred, it might be his final one. So he's going to obviously want to get the best deal that he possibly can for the owners. The players are going to push back on everything that the owners want. It's going to be a really interesting negotiation. But then when that wraps up and that CBA is finally agreed to, then what happens with the TV? I think that's going to play into it too. So, 2026 right now up in the air. Don't know how that's going to look. Don't know who we're going to be working for. And 2027 could be a completely different landscape, and I think it'll all tie together when that CBA finally gets agreed to after this upcoming season.
Did you see some of Rob Manfred's comments that he had? I think it was up in Boston for sure, where he was saying they're thinking about either a free agency like end date where free agency ends this day.
How does that work?
That seemed ridiculous.
Well, I think what they're trying to do is, you know, think about like NFL free agency, NBA. You have when free agency opens, deals are getting done. Boom, boom, boom. People have been talking. The frameworks have been put into place. And all of a sudden, these deals come to fruition. And there's a lot of buzz and, a lot of news that comes out and your league stays relevant. With Major League Baseball, you file for free agency, you still have some really marquee players that are out there, and spring training starts in a month. And so it's so spread out, and there's just not a lot of news that comes out. You know, you try to drum up some news at the winter meetings, which is usually first, second week of December, and maybe there's a couple of guys that sign during that time frame, but then it gets really, really quiet until just before spring training, as the players look to kind of leverage and get the best possible deal, get as many teams as involved in the in the negotiations as possible to try to drive up their price. And it's very, very spread out, and it just leads to a lot of dead time for Major League Baseball. And I think they want a little bit more excitement. They want a little bit more action. So if you put an end date on it, well, you know what? The deals have to get done. And I think that's something else that the players will push back against because, again, time is a player's friend. You keep going, and especially if you're a marquee free agent. Some of the smaller free agents, they're going to sign with, you know, the first team that gives them an opportunity to play at the big league level. Your bigger marquee free agents, if they don't get blown away right out of the gate, they just sit in long play. Long play, long play, and that's what I think Manfred wants to get away from, and I don't think that the players at this point do.
Let me throw this one at you. Rob Manfred was talking to our sister station in New York, WFAN, and just said he'd like to realign. First of all, I'd like to get the 32 teams, and that now all of a sudden you're looking at what the NFL standings would look like with, you know, geographical lines, eight divisions, mm-hmm. four. What do you think of that?
You know what? There has been so much change in Major League Baseball. I think that's inevitable. So it really doesn't matter what I think about that. That's just going to become the reality. And the old divisions are going to go away, and it's going to be regional. It's going to help cut down on travel. I think that that's something that they want to do, but that's the model. That is the model. That's what they're going to, that's what they're going to end up implementing at some point. And, you know, and then you'll embrace that. That's just the way that it goes. It's not the old school, you know, Major League Baseball that we grew up with, where there were, you know, two divisions, and it's changed, and it's continued to change. And, you know, with Milwaukee going from the American League to the National League, and, you know, all the different changes that have happened over the years, that's just the next inevitability. And I think that it'll be, you know, the baseball purists at first aren't going to like it. And then you're going to have a couple of seasons, and that's going to become the norm, and everybody's going to accept it and move on.
The best friend of the show, Brian Anderson, joining us on the hotline. All right, BA, Browns have moved on from Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
You know, they're mixed. They're mixed because, you know, I think you never know what is happening behind the scenes. You know, you just don't know what is happening in that locker room. Does he still have the ear of the players? You know, all of the above. What you can tell is what kind of effort are these guys playing with towards the end of the season? Because you have seen NFL teams like basically tune out the head coach in a lost season, and the play, you know, depicts that. But I thought that, you know, the end of the season, outside of that clunker against the Bears, that the Browns were playing their guts out right down to the final whistle, you know, beating the Steelers, you know, beating the Bengals, and playing very hard for him. So that tells me that these guys still respected him, played hard for him. You know, maybe some of it's playing hard for themselves to make sure that the tape looks good so they have a job next year. However, you know, that's the one indicator that a guy still has the locker room, is that how hard they play for him in a lost season at the end of the year. And I thought that the Browns played their tails off, that tight game against Buffalo, beating the Steelers, beating the Bengals, and then all of a sudden the decision is made to move on from Kevin Stefanski. I think two things make me nervous. Number one, when you fire Kevin Stefanski and immediately every, you know, genius pundit out there is like, this guy is going to be one of the hot names on the market. Is that what you want? You want to get rid of the guy that everybody else may want and has already had apparently a very good interview with the Giants, and you know it's just going to go from there. So when you're cutting loose a guy that people are going to line up for to potentially hire, you know, that's a red flag. And number two, now that he has moved on and you look at all of the openings, where's the Cleveland Brown opening in the pecking order? Who's going to want to come? You know, you have a great defense and a lot of really good young players from last year's draft. But you look at what you're going to be inheriting on the offensive side. You don't have a quarterback. You've got a really good running back room, especially if Quinshon Judkins comes back healthy. I really like that Raheem Sanders and Samson. I think that that's a really good room. What do you have as far as an offensive line? You basically have to rebuild the entire offensive line. So you're down a quarterback. You're down an O-line. You've got a wide receiver room that doesn't scare anybody. You've got a really good tight end in Fannin, and you've got a good running backs room. Is that enticing enough? I mean, who's going to want that job?
So do you think the Browns need to hop on, be one of the first teams to hire? Or are they going to, if they're not, are they going to end up being the last?
Well, Well, who are you going to jump out there? Who's going to make that decision and jump to the Browns first? It's not going to be one of the established guys that everybody is scrambling after. It's not going to be that guy. So it's going to be either someone that you have that you think is a diamond in the rough, you know, coordinator. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know where, when you look at the pecking order of teams that have head coaching availability, I would venture a guess that the Browns are probably near the bottom of that list. As far as, you know, so that you have that, and then you also have, you know, the Stefanski, who's going to go, you know, somewhere, and do we all cringe in thinking that he goes somewhere else, and all of a sudden that team, you know,
goes to the Super Bowl or ends up deep in the playoffs? I'll say it.
Yeah, right. I know. I think that's, you know, and all those things I'm sure were taken into account when the decision was made. But I, like I said, I think that's a red flag, and I just wonder how appealing the Browns' job is. On the defensive side, yeah, there's a lot to like there. On the offensive side, boy, you've got a complete rebuild going on.
B.A., how important, and I want the former athlete side of you to kick in here. Describe to me what it's like being in a locker room with a quote-unquote leader of men, and does that really matter?
As far as a coach goes?
Right, as far as coach, because everybody uses that term of leader of men, and every time I hear it, I, like, need the waste paper basket. Like, it just does me in.
No, you know what, though? I do think, leader of men is a cliche that, you know, we probably could all do without. However, there's a respect level that you have for certain coaches, you know, managers, head coach, whatever it may be, a guy that you know has your back, a guy that you know has taken time to get to know you away from the field. You're not just a number to him. You're not just a last name. This guy cares about you. He cares about his players. He cares about them professionally and personally. Those are the kind of guys I think are being described as leaders of men. It's not just about the X's and O's. It's about the human beings and getting to know them. And I think that's what makes those kind of coaches special. And guys really, really want to just lay it all on the line for him because this guy cares about me. It's not just my production. It's not just what I'm going to do on the field. Yeah, that's real important. And that's why we're here. And that's why we're getting paid. But he cares about me as a human being. That's where you take that next step as a coach or a manager.
Do you think you can find that in a job interview, whether it's via Zoom or via in person? Can you tell that in a coach, do you think, quickly enough in a job interview?
You know, I don't know if you can tell it in the job interview itself, but you certainly do your background. You know, you get to know this guy. You get to know the people that have been around him, that have worked with him. What kind of guy is he? What does he prioritize? What is important to him? I think that the entire picture can start to come together by doing all of that. I don't think sitting down or having dinner or spending a day at a facility with the decision makers is necessarily going to tell you all of that, but all of your background work that you should be doing on these potential head coaches, on top of that interview, I think that it can start to come into focus on if this guy is going to fit the bill and if he's that kind of coach.
B.A., do you have a favorite? Or if you don't, can you give me the prototype that you're looking for?
Go Mary Poppins on me. Help us build a nanny.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I would hope that you could get someone that is offensive-minded, that's creative. That you think about what Ben Johnson, you know, did, you know, in his gig this year, a guy like that you can earmark, that I think it's going to be focused on the offensive side of things. And then a good delegator of authority and a guy that's not afraid to surround himself with high quality, high profile coaches. You know what I mean? And then delegate, let these guys do their job. Don't meddle. Don't, you know, you have to, you know, just be a micromanager. Just hire great coaches and great people, surround yourself with them, and then let them go do their job. I think that's the guy that you have to get. I think it's tough when you're a head coach in the NFL with all the responsibilities that come with that, and then you also want to be a play caller. And that's exactly what Kevin Stefanski was, although he gave it up, you know, midway through the season or whenever it was, the last 2 years. I think it's just too hard to be that CEO that controls everything. And then, oh, by the way, I'm going to call plays too. So, you know, have a great offensive coordinator or someone who you trust and someone whose system that's what you want to run. Same thing with the defensive side of the ball. And I think that's what happened in Cleveland. I think that Stefanski told Jim Schwartz, do your thing. You know, you know what you're doing. Go figure out how to shut down those opposing offenses. And he did a pretty outstanding job of doing just that. But a guy who's not afraid to delegate and surround himself with high quality people, he's not insecure, and he wants great people to do a great job for him.
Where are you on Shedeur Sanders? Do you think that's somebody that the Browns should possibly bring back for next season, or are you looking somewhere else for quarterback?
Well, I think that you have to be looking. I think you have to be looking. I think that he showed you enough. There was enough intrigue that you're like, interesting. The overall numbers I know were not great. And I certainly would have liked to have seen him finish the season on a high note. You know, that Bengals defense is awful. It's absolutely awful. And the Browns offense looked awful. And I did not like that. I thought, man, if he could light up Cincinnati or show some really, really good things, okay, maybe he could be a guy. I think you still have to be looking, but maybe he could be that. But just laid an egg in that last game outside of the final drive. Now, obviously, that was the most important drive of the game. But other than that, did not do a whole lot. Made some pretty questionable decisions based on throwing the ball into triple coverage, and you know should have had an interception or two more. That Cincinnati had, you know, could have had, but he did show some things that intrigued you. But I don't think by any stretch you're saying, okay, we've got our guy. A little bit more development, we've got our guy. It's not anywhere near that for me. I mean, I'm no NFL evaluator, but just watching it, it's not a cut and dry situation. There is intrigue there, but I think that you have to be looking, in other places to upgrade that position for sure.
BA. As always, thank you. We appreciate your time. I know I'm not past the deadline, but a happy new year to you and to your family. And I hope you have a great year.
Hey, by the way, when is the cutoff for happy new year?
It's 3 days. Larry David said 3 days.
He said 3 days.
It's 3 days.
You guys are a week and a half in, but I'll take it. Happy new year.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You all too.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. He's Dan Menigan. He is in for Jeff today. My name is Andy Baskin. We had a chance to talk to Brian Anderson. I know we got into football there towards the end of it, but the baseball stuff I thought was interesting, especially because, you know, Rob Manfred always kicking around ideas. He's the man that brought us the pitch clock and brought us all these little
things.
Love
him for that.
But by the way, I think, you know, the changes he's made to the game have been good. I don't really have any problems with him. You know, as we're a couple years into it, I don't feel the problems that we once thought we saw on the other side of it.
I was all in on the bigger bases. I was all in on the pitch clock. I don't love the whole no shift thing, but okay, fine, sure. Like I'll give you that one. That's fine.
Yeah.
The disengagement, you don't even pay attention. Like nope. I was okay with all the stuff. At least I believe I was. I don't know. I don't remember half the things I say yesterday, let alone 3 years ago.
True.
But like, I believe I was okay with everything mostly throughout all of it. I mean, we've knocked out 45 minutes of time that was done with just dawdling. We've literally knocked out 45 minutes of dawdling. Which, fantastic.
It's also 45 minutes less of selling beer.
But they opened the gates up earlier now, which gets your beer problem solved. Open the gates up earlier. That's what the guards do.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there will always be time to sell beer.
All right, you win. One of the things that he had talked about, and again, he talked to the fan, and we brought that up during the conversation with Brian Anderson, but the other part of this is expansion. Can we even have this conversation until they have a collective bargaining agreement or no?
I mean, we can have it. It's just, this is going to be an ugly collective bargaining agreement. Especially some of the stuff that Rob Manfred's saying right now is stuff that I could immediately, I mean, Brett Rooker, the first baseman / right fielder of the, what are we calling him? Los Oclamento Athletics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you even call them athletics? Remember, they got trademark problems.
Ooh. The Los Oclamento baseball team.
Yes.
All right.
Baseball franchise.
Baseball
franchise. Let's make it more wordy.
It's going to turn into a serious tongue twister. But anyways, Brett Rooker, who's very good at baseball, is basically screaming at Rob Manfred right now for some of the comments that he made involving, you know, wanting to put a limit on when free agents can sign, which I think is crap, if we're being honest. And I think that's the cleanest thing that I can say.
I don't get it. So would that put more pressure on the teams or the player to sign?
The players, the thought, I mean, we know who Rob Manfred is there for. He's the representative. He's a human meat shield for 30 owners. I mean, that's literally what the guy's job is. They could literally rephrase MLB commissioner to MLB human meat shield. Because that's his job, is just go out there and get yelled at.
Isn't that all their jobs?
Not the 30 owners, no.
No, I'm just saying all the commissioners.
Oh, yeah.
That's their job.
We could start calling them human meat shields.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Let me go into
compensated human meat shield.
I know you kind of want to talk about that, but I also want to get to this too, and maybe I will spend a little more time talking about this later. But
sure,
they had talked about going to 32 teams, right? And I'm looking at Fox's model. Fox gave the expansion teams to Charlotte in the American League.
That makes sense.
And then Portland in the National League. Which,
Portland makes
by the way, Rob Manfred told FAN that he'd be done with the American and National Leagues too.
See, now that I don't like.
I don't want to do that either. It's just like they'd go east and west. And forget it. Just east could be American League, west could be National League. That's really how you want to do it. Who cares?
I'm sorry I keep cutting you off. I apologize.
I'm sorry.
I can get better about
no
that.
No worries.
I don't want both Chicago teams in the same league.
That's what I'm looking at here.
I don't want both New York teams in the same league. I don't want the Dodgers and the Angels in the same league. Like I like having those as two different leagues. And I know now there's no rule or anything like that. We're not having the pitchers hit, which thank the heavens. Mm-hmm. I understand that part of it, but I like having, you know, the AFC and the NFC. I like having the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference.
Mm-hmm.
I like having those ideas that are out there. The hockey ones, which I can't remember, right, which I think is also East and West, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Eastern and Western.
Yeah. I like having that. Do you like having that?
I like American and National.
Me too.
I'm good with that. I just don't like. Why would you want to walk away from that? Now, here's what where the Guardians would land in this Fox Sports scenario. They would end up in the AL Mid-Atlantic.
Okay, we can work on marketing. We'll get marketing on it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that either. And so what you would have is in the American League, then it would turn into the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic, the Great Lakes, and the Southeast. So we wouldn't even be in the Great Lakes.
Yeah,
we'd be in the Mid-Atlantic.
How the hell is Cleveland not in the Great Lakes?
In the National League, you would have the Midwest, the Central, the Southwest, and Northwest. I don't know. Maybe the person who wrote this for Fox Sports isn't geographically challenged. I don't know.
The stadium is like a par five away from the lake. What do you mean we're not the Great Lakes?
I'm just saying. And so we would be in the AL Mid-Atlantic with Baltimore, Washington, Pittsburgh, and us.
Yeah, you don't own a map.
And
that
so
person
and,
doesn't own a map.
And so that would take Detroit away, and that would also take games against Cincinnati away, if you care about it. And, you know, I'm just like, I don't know why, but I would feel better if they came up. I see why they do the regional alignment the way it is, but I don't know. I do not. You're not with Detroit anymore? Detroit moves to the Great Lakes with Minnesota, Milwaukee, and the Blue Jays. So that means Milwaukee comes back, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
I think if you're trying to do the division thing, or you're trying to realign all of that stuff, like it makes total sense to do Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and Detroit. Like that to me is a division.
But I think you're looking at that from a Cleveland standpoint because he's got the NL, or he or she, I don't know who wrote the story, NL Midwest as the Cubs, the White Sox, the Cardinals, and the Reds. Traditionally, that doesn't really sound that bad. Traditionally, it doesn't, especially because you're talking about the Cardinals and the Cubs and the Reds and the Cardinals and the Reds and the Cubs. Like, I can live with that.
But it's farther from Cincinnati to St. Louis and Cincinnati to Chicago than it is from Cleveland to
Cincinnati.
Detroit. Or Cleveland, yeah, Cleveland to Cincinnati, or I think St. Louis to... I'm not the one you want to ever ask about geography. I will flunk geography in a minute. So if I go any farther down this
and
line,
how,
we're done
like,
for.
So how is St. Louis not with Kansas City? That's the next question.
Right, that would be the better. So look, it's all so fluid. Charlotte makes a lot of sense for an expansion team. There's a huge baseball
in Portland on the other side
in that area. The only thing with Charlotte they're going to run into is the Braves are going to fight you tooth and nail to keep Charlotte. That's such a huge Braves country in that area that they'll fight you on that one. Portland makes a ton of sense too. That's another one with the way Oregon State's taken off and Oregon as well and their baseball programs. I mean, there's a big baseball area in there as well. That makes a ton of sense and that city is growing. Plus, whatever the hell happens in Vegas, I have no idea how that's going to go.
Yeah, so this is an old one. I mean, this just came out like end of the season. But I'm just looking at this is why they explain Brewers, Washington, Pittsburgh, Cleveland.
It'd be really hard for me, not to give the Expos back to Montreal. I mean, Montreal wants the Expos back.
Yeah, why wouldn't they give?
Why wouldn't you give back?
Especially
the Expos?
If they went into a dome.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's the one of this stuff that I keep circling. In the same way that, like, if the NBA expands, you got to give the Supersonics back to Seattle.
Let me just tell you what Fox said: the Orioles and Nationals don't share a city, but they're close enough to share the same regional sports network. It's the fact that has been a point of contention between the two in the past.
Yes,
the two
it is.
Are already paired up as designated rivals by MLB, so keeping them together makes sense. Pirates and Guardians are both chartering new territory, and it's because they both make more sense for each other here than other division. Pirate fans, you will feel odd not being in the Central anymore, considering you're no longer haunted by the Cubs or Cardinals or the Brewers were last season. I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing the Pirates and Guardians together, but we're sitting here bowing down to the Orioles and Nationals. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
As long as it ends with everyone playing everyone.
Well,
that's
still,
the best thing that they've done is made every team play every team.
216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps 92.3. The Fan. Tim May joins us at 1 o'clock.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.